Sechtes Shavuos Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. Mana li biyadecha. So someone says you owe me money. Amar loy b'fnei Edom hein. And he admits in front of Edom that I do owe you the money. L'machar amar leitneili. So the next day he says, okay, so give me the money that you said you owe me. Nasatav lach. I gave it to you already. He's potter. He is potter. Ein lecha biyadi. If now he denies it, then he's chayev because he already admitted that he owes the money. So now he can't change and say that he does not owe the money. Mana li biyadecha. Tells him you owe me money. Amar loy hein. So he says, don't give it to me, only in front of Edom. The next day he says, give it to me. He says, I gave it to you. Over here, he's chayiv. Because over here, since he told him, when he admitted that he owes him the money, he says, you have to give it to me with Edom. So therefore, the only way he's going to be potter is if he actually gave with Edom. To say that you gave it now, you no longer have namanis. However, if he didn't say, give it to me with Edom, and he said, that was the first case in the Mishnah, that he already gave it back, so then he's going to be potter. Mishnah Gimel, litra zav. Someone says, you owe me a litra of zav. It's a measure of gold. Yesh li biyadecha. Ein lecha biyadi, ela litra kesef. You have to give me a litra of kesef. He says, I owe you a litra of kesef. He is potter. Why is he potter? Because he didn't admit to what the person claimed. He claimed you owe him gold. He's admitting silver. Since he's not admitting, you have to have a dummy minatayin. Over here, he's not admitting what he claimed. Therefore, he's potter. However, dinar zav, if he says a coin, a dinar of zav yesh li biyadecha. Ein lecha biyadi ala dinar kesef. I have a dinar kesef. Utrisis, upudyan, uprutam. These are all different types of coins. He's chayv. Shakil min matbeya echad. Once you're dealing with coins, it's all considered the same min. He's just admitting to part of it. And therefore, he is going to be chayv. Kor tvua yesh li biyadecha. You owe me a kor tvua. Ein lecha biyadi ala lesech kitnis. I owe you a lesech, a smaller amount of kitnis. He's potter. It's not me minatayna. He asked for tvua. He admitted kitnis. Tells him you owe me a kor of peiros, and he admits that he owes him a lesach of kitnius. Over here he's chayiv. Sha kitnius bechlal peiros. Kitnius beans are considered in the family of peiros, and therefore it's haydami min ataina. He is admitting to part of the person's taina. Tanai chitin vaylei b'sayrin. He tells me you owe me chitin. He admits that he owes him barley. He is potter. Rabbi Gamliel machayev. Rabbi Gamliel says he's chayev. Rabbi Gamliel really argues in all these cases in the Mishnah. He holds that in order to be chayev shvuos by the mikzas, you don't need hoydami min ataina. Even if you admitted something that's not part of the taina, you're still chayev. Hatayin lechaver Rabbi Kadi Shemen. Someone says to his friend, "You owe me jugs of oil," meaning you owe me jugs with oil in them. V'hoydle b'kankanim. He says, "I don't owe you the oil. I owe you just the jugs." Is adman aimer hoyl v'hoydle mikzas ataina? Yeshava, you admitted to part of it, even though you didn't admit any of the oil, you admitted the barrels, the jugs, so you chayev. Cham ayrim ein adam yimena taina. This is considered two separate tvias. He wants oil, he wants his jugs, he admitted only to one of them. That's not called that he was moida to his taina. He was, when your person requests two separate things, it's considered like two separate tainas, and if you only admitted to one of them, that's not hoidam yimena taina. Amrim gamliel rayani is debri admoin. I agree with admoin. Admoin seems to make sense. That you chayiv in this case, it's still called Maida B'mixas. Tana Kelim Karkois. The guy says you owe me Kelim and Karka. Now the rule is you're not Nishban Karka. You don't swear on if you kai for Karka. So a guy says you owe me Kelim and Karka. V'hoide B'Kelim V'Kafer B'Karkois. He admits to the Kelim. He's kai for the Karkois. B'Karkois V'Kafer B'Kelim. He admits to the Karka and he's kai for the Kelim. Potter, again, you did not admit to any of his Taina. It's considered like two separate Tainas. And therefore, you're not chayiv a shvua on the rest. If you admit it to part of the karkois, you're potter, because einish bana la karkois. So therefore, the fact that you admitted part of the karka, that's not mechayiv yeshvu on the other karka. Now we get to the final case, the chiddush in the Mishnah, b'miktsas ha-kelim. If you admit it to some of the kelim, then you chayiv, not only on the kelim, you chayiv even on the karka. Why? So you admit it to part of the kelim, so that's pashut. Maida b'miktsas on the kelim, you chayiv on the rest of the kelim. But what about the karka? So the Mishnah says, "Shanachasim she'ein la'machrayis zoykikin es anachasim she'yesh la'machrayis li'shavalin." The nachasim that don't have achrayis, kelim are called nachasim that don't have achrayis because the creditors cannot collect from metaltlin. So those nachasim which you do swear on, they're zoykik, they schlep along the nachasim she'yesh la'machrayis li'shavalin. Even the karka, which the Torah says you're not nishban, once you're nishban on the mixas kelim, it's zoykik, it schleps along the shvua even on the nachasim she'yesh la'machrayis. And therefore you have to swear even on the karka. Have a good day.